Another week, another Monday means it's time for Money Monday with our friend Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management, located in Lewis Center. On the web, they're located at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Their phone number is 614-917-1040, 614-917-1040. They'd love to hear from you, a free consultation. No better time to have a professional than now. So we welcome Josh to the show. I was driving around the other day and I passed a GameStop store, and I remember all the whole like hullabaloo over GameStop, and I hear Bitcoin's down. And it seems like a lot of things that were hot are not hot anymore, and we're now in this weird time of all these words flying at us: inflation, stagflation, recession. What are you guys hearing in terms of attitudes of your clients and how they're bearing up under all this craziness right now? Are they making good decisions, or is there some faulty logic out there?
Well, I'd like to think that all of our clients make the perfect decisions and never act with emotion, but that would be ignoring the fact that we're all emotional people. And unfortunately, and this is the case with most things, and investing is included, we want what is hot, and we don't want what is not hot, which in investing is completely the exact opposite of what you should be doing. For example, I'm hearing clients say that, you know, the market's so down, and is it going to continue to go down further? And I'm thinking about reducing my contribution to my 401k because I feel like I'm, quote, throwing money away. Mm-hmm. When in reality, if you really liked a stock or you really liked an investment 6 months ago when the market was higher, you should like it even more today because it's on sale. And I know this sounds like lip service, but that is in fact investing. When things are down, buy more. And then when things go up, well, then you consider selling, not the exact opposite. And unfortunately, if you miss just a handful of great days in the market, you greatly diminish your overall return in the market in the long run. And amidst the inflation that we're dealing with now, return is, you know, it's always important, but you could argue it's more important now than ever.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Our guest is Josh Pick. He appears with us every Monday for Money Monday at 12:30, and he is also the host of the Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show. It airs Saturday, 4 p.m. here on The Answer, and you can get a lot of other great advice, perspective, and kind of calming at a time of uncertainty out there. You can reach out to Josh and his team for a free consultation at 614-917-1040, or their web address is aptuswealth.com. You know, two things come to mind when you pose that scenario to me, that people are like going to cut back on their savings, is like the danger of self-medicating is one, you know, like people are like, I'll self-medicate. That's like a really bad idea. And it's a really bad idea here because, as you say, stocks are on sale. Explain that a little bit more, because I think people would go, what do you mean they're on sale, or they're down? And that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think, and this is a perfect way to illustrate what happened with GameStop and these other companies, is I think we view some of these quote-unquote investments as investments when really they're flashes in the pan. When you're buying a stock, you are buying a share of the company that that stock represents. So, for example, although be it a small fractional ownership of that company, if you buy a share of Apple or Coca-Cola or Tesla or whoever it might be, you own a sliver of that company that has underlying intrinsic value. That company produces things. It generates revenue, and you win from that. Now, sure, the short-term fluctuation in what somebody is willing to buy or sell for that is greatly swayed by emotion and economic factors, et cetera, because it's supply and demand. But in the long run, if a company is making a lot of money and gradually growing or significantly growing over time, your share of that company will, in fact, be worth more down the line. So if somebody, just because of emotion or economic conditions, decides that the share of that company is no longer $100, we believe it's only worth $80, and you thought it was a good buy at $100, why wouldn't you buy it at $80 or even more at $80? Now I'm owning more shares, or I have more ownership in that company, which in the long run, accumulating shares is more valuable than the price of the share at the time that you buy it, potentially. I mean, obviously you want to buy something at a good price.
Sure.
But as it goes down, the price is better.
Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. And that's the great thing about Josh and his team at Aptus Wealth Management, is they can explain complex things in very easy to understand terms. You can get with them, free consultation, 614-917-1040, Aptus, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. I mean, there's a practice out there in saving called dollar cost averaging, and dollar cost averaging is really just consistency, right? I mean, like, We'd all like to lose weight. We'd all like to lose 20 pounds. If you walk a mile for a year every day, a mile every day for a year, you got a lot better chance of losing a bunch of weight than you do if you walk a mile for, you know, one day. It's you got to be consistent.
And it's going to ebb and flow, right? I mean, the first week you might lose a couple pounds and you're very excited, and then the next week maybe you lose nothing, maybe even gain some weight. And that sometimes throws people completely off course, when in reality the correct decision would be continue down the path. Same thing here. If you have no strong opinion in the underlying value of that company, you're easily swayed by things that happen in the news or things that happen with prices. But if you have a plan that you believe in and you're buying investments that you believe in and you understand why you purchase them, that gives you a much stronger position for being able to weather these short-term fluctuations. And I would caution people, too. You know, we had a rally last week, and some of the biggest rallies in the history of the stock market have occurred in bear markets. So it is very possible that we will have yet another strong pull down. The end might not be yet here. We may have a lot more downside to still see. And that does not mean that it's gloom and doom for everyone. What it does mean is your emotional fortitude or your gut check isn't over yet. So make sure that you are confident in the plan that you have. And if you're not, call us and we'll explain to you what a good plan is and show you how you can be confident in your future, even in midst of these chaotic, uncertain times. And then you have the best chance of succeeding. But if you're just kind of, I hope this works out, if you haven't pulled the trigger yet on doing something bad, there's still time, so be careful.
Yeah, great advice, and that is exactly what they do at Aptus Wealth Management, is they help you understand why you're doing what you're doing. It's important in all walks of life to know what you're doing and why you're doing it and have a good reason for doing it, and they certainly have reason and logic and good strategies behind everything they do at Aptus Wealth Management. They help you work toward retirement. They help grow and manage your wealth. 614-917-1040. The Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show airs here on The Answer Saturdays at 4 p.m. So one of the words we referenced earlier that I hear now is stagflation. And stagflation is high inflation. We have that. Coupled with high unemployment. We don't have that. We have very low unemployment. I've even heard in some terms record low unemployment. How would we get to high unemployment, Josh? And why are people throwing around a term that requires high unemployment at a time where we're on the cusp of record low unemployment?
Well, there's also another piece to that puzzle when we talk about stagflation. That is decrease in GDP. So even though we can have everybody employed, if we're producing less or our growth as a company and what we produce is declining, while simultaneously interest rates are climbing or inflation is climbing, that is also deemed to be stagflation. So it doesn't correlate just directly with unemployment. It's what is the value of that employment that also comes into play. Mm. So are we in stagflation? I would argue we're absolutely in stagflation. Does that mean that it's, you know, gloom and doom, the end of the world? No, but it does mean that the Fed and our government has some difficult choices to make. And you saw that, you know, here recently with a pretty significant 3/4 point rate hike. Which many are saying that's why the market bounced back, as that was already priced in. And then when it happened, institutional investors jumped back in. And then you'll hear all these crazy terms like, well, it was a dead cat bounce. And what the heck is that? And there's all these complicated pieces of this puzzle. But ultimately, if you don't have a foundational plan, a level of secure feeling that what I'm doing is time-tested and it will last in the long run, regardless of whether or not it's stagflation or we're in hyperinflation or maybe we're in a deflationary environment, if you don't believe that your plan can weather all those storms and get you to where you want to go, I can imagine that would be an incredibly uncertain feeling. So make the decision to, rather than sit on your hands and worry, be proactive. Call our office. We'll walk through the whole plan with you, and you'll feel comfortable, and you can go about living your life and enjoying it rather than living one of worry.
Yeah, it sounds like a much better option, and the consultation is absolutely free at Aptus Wealth Management. 614-917-1040, Aptus, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Josh, great to talk with you. Talk to you again next week.
You as well. Thanks, Bruce.